please.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jolly Flicks Podcast. My name is Lisa, and thank you for joining us. We are officially in countdown to Christmas mode. We started off the new season with A Christmas Carol, the very old adaptation from 1984. And I know that was like about 40 years ago, which is insane. And then last week, we talked about The Nightmare Before Christmas. And turns out it's actually supposed to be a Halloween-based movie, but there's so many elements of Christmas that why the heck not, we're going to consider it a semi-Christmas movie too. Moving on to this week, I talked about at the end of last week's podcast that we were going to do a movie based off of the ABC Family franchise when it was still intact before it became Freeform, and there was tons of options. The movie that was chosen was Holiday in Handcuffs. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. A struggling artist working as waitress loses her boyfriend and flunks a job interview. Feeling like a failure, and with the pressures of an intimate family Christmas approaching, she determines to bring home the perfect boyfriend, even if it's a federal offense. This movie came out on December 9th, 2007. It was directed by Ron Underwood. It was distributed by ABC Family, and actually Safari has it as Freeform. Music by Danny Lux, and same thing as the network, it was ABC Family who came out with it. And it runs at 2 hours long. That includes all of the commercial breaks and everything like that. So I think if you're not watching it on TV and you watch it streamed somewhere else, it's only about an hour and 30-ish minutes long. Our fabulous cast, we have Melissa Joan Hart as Gertrude, aka Trudy. She starred in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa and Joey, Clarissa Explains It All, Drive Me Crazy, and she also voiced the Sabrina the Animated Series. Next, we have Mario Lopez as David Martin. He starred in Saved by the Bell. He is the host of Access Hollywood and Extra and Access Daily. He competed on Dancing with the Stars as well. Next, for Grandma, we have the wonderful June Lockhart. She has a great list. She was a star on Lassie, Lost in Space, Petticoat Junction, Son of Lassie, She-Wolf of London. She has so many iconic older classic shows. Highly recommend going and looking at her list at some point. As Mom Chandler, we have Marky Post. She has also starred in Night Court, The Fall Guy, Hearts of Fire, Tricks of the Trade, There's Something About Mary, Visitors of the Night, Chicago PD, Four Christmases and a Wedding. And she also has a very long list of her features as well. Next, we have Kyle Howard playing the character Jake Chandler, which is the brother. He also starred in The Paper Brigade, House Arrest, Yesterday's Children, Val, Upside Down Magic, Address Unknown, Baby Geniuses, Robo Warriors, Bad Roomies. And again, he also has a very long list of his stars. And we have Gabrielle Miller, who plays Jessica Barber. She also starred in Corner Gas, Corner Gas the Movie, Corner Gas Animated, Trading Christmas, Wedding March. She also starred in one of my favorite Hallmark series, The Good Witch. And for Dad Chandler, we have Timothy Bottoms. He has starred in The Last Picture Show, The Paper Chase, Johnny Got His Gun, Texasville, Roller Coaster of Love and Pain, Invaders from Mars, Call of the Wind, The Shed, Uncle Sam. He also has many other credits as well. What's very interesting is I know typically I don't do a lot of backgrounds of the cast, but this movie is so geared towards a family that you see throughout the movie. So it's important to kind of note who they are. All right. So my personal thoughts, I kind of love/hate this storyline of fulfilling parents' wishes, especially at the young adult age. We know in life, it's not our goal to disappoint our parents. However, sometimes we make mistakes, things happen, and we ask for forgiveness and we keep on moving on. However, in this movie, I feel like they were very harsh on Trudy the majority of the time, and she just didn't live up to their expectations. I believe she's also the younger one. And so she always got the special treatment. And then this Christmas, David comes around, quote unquote, he's playing the other boyfriend, right? So they're like, oh my gosh, she's finally done it. Okay, well, we need to be team him, not team her, make sure we can keep him around. But I'm thinking, okay, if you're overly trying to impress a significant other, then you should be doing them together as a partner, not individually. It's such a pastime with family values, I feel like, in this movie. Once they get up to the cabin and they do ice skating, cutting wood, playing football, cooking together, baking, writing letters to Santa. Like, it's such a nostalgic Christmas value that they, or the values of Christmas that they address within the movie. It kind of like brings you back to that time. I don't know how many people even do that nowadays, but it's always fun being able to do something every year as a family, and you just could get to continue that tradition on forever. Trudy's in a middle-age crisis, right? I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. You have your good days, you have your bad days. The day she's leaving for the cabin is probably the worst day she has had in a very long time. Her hair got messed up. She stained her dress from her leftover Chinese food. She caused someone else to get in an accident. She missed her interview because of the traffic. Well, the traffic happened before the crash. The crash happened during the traffic. But then still, she was late to the interview. And also, where they're living, they're in a big city. What I don't understand, one, she has a cell phone. She could have called and said, hey, I'm stuck in traffic. Can I move my appointment time? But no, of course not. But also, she told the receptionist, I was in traffic. Like, I didn't mean to be late. She's like, that's not my problem. Like, you should have been here on time. Girl, come on now. Be for real. Whatever. Again, it's a movie. Trudy's also really feeling the pressure from her parents to just be this perfect person. Like, they were hoping she would land that interview. They were really wanting this whole love connection with David to work out. And then, you know, like, just trying to figure out a love life in general is hard enough without your parents hopping down your throat about it. And yes, she was trying to still like hang on to that one hope of like impressing her parents and not disappointing them completely. But did she have to go to the extreme of kidnapping? Probably not. But we wouldn't have the movie if she didn't. So that's fine. Like I kind of said earlier, I absolutely hate how attached the parents got to Nick so fast. Obviously, like, we know he's David. He's not actually Nick. But you just met the guy. Really? Like, chill a little bit. Get to know him. And then maybe, like, it's one thing being nice, but it's one thing being overly attached. Also, that mom is so bossy. I would absolutely hate a mom who would be still trying to control my life while I am out of her house for multiple years. Like, lady, chill out, pour yourself a glass of wine, and just chillax. All of the actors and actresses play their roles very well in this film. You know, you have the rich, very sensitive male lead, who obviously has the snooty girlfriend slash fiance. You have the bossy mother, you have the lead actress going through a really bad rough patch. We love the crazy fun granny, aka Dolores, right? And I love how David actually got close to grandma, because you could tell like he really cared for her at the end. When the police come in and like are arresting everyone and she pulls out a gun and you're just like, Dolores, give it to me. Like, chill out. Obviously, with her age, she was kind of like, I don't know if it's necessarily dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever, but just a hilarious character. I loved her. And then obviously I loved that the other two children got exposed for living their own life. Like Jake came out of the closet, which is great. He shouldn't have been afraid to tell his parents, but like the parents knew. They were like, oh yeah, we knew. So that's, I guess that kind of made the transition easy for him. And then the daughter, like, just totally dropping out of law school. Nope, not living up to your perfect standard. I'm like, okay, Trudy, take notes. Come on. Like, they're just hiding it better than you are. You can hide it too. Like, you want to be an artist. You could have hid it this whole time. Said, yeah, I'm thriving. Like, I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. And then, boom, show your true self. I would say my favorite scene is the fast, dizzy montage in the restaurant. Like, after the real Nick breaks up with her. And then she's just trying to figure out what is she going to do and all that stuff. I'm like, that's so accurate to when something bad happens to us. And then 1,000 things just run through our mind like crazy. Or, of course, the ice skating scene. Let's go ahead and get into our Frosty's 5 fun facts. So all of the snow was actually real in the movie. They didn't have to create fake snow like a lot of other movies do. They filmed up in Canada, which during the winter months is heavily, heavily snowed in. And the snow never stopped while they were filming. So they kind of had to just go around the weather and figure out their own stuff. The second fun fact is Mario Lopez was absolutely attached to his phone throughout the duration of filming, and they're all stuck in this cabin because of how much it was snowing, and they're like, dude, like, just enjoy your time with us, be present, be in the moment, like, let's have fun. And apparently it said that he was constantly talking to his new girlfriend Karina Smirnoff, who he was partnered with in Dancing with the Stars. So, of course, you know, when everybody's first in love, they're constantly on their phone talking to one another and all the things. So, like, I understand it. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, you're working. You have some great coworkers. I'm pretty sure you actually like them. Like, why wouldn't you have a little fun with it? Everybody got sick on the film, too. I mean, it makes sense. If they're all staying in that one little cabin, one person gets sick, and then it's like the domino effect, right? In that ice skating scene, Melissa actually had to advocate for herself to wear the earmuffs because she was really worried that she was going to get an ear infection because she was already sick. So I'm like, okay, but those earmuffs actually were such a perfect thing for that scene. But also, like, I don't understand why directors and producers aren't taking the initiative to be like, oh, okay, like, she's sick. How can we make her feel comfortable in filming and make sure it doesn't get any worse? They all joked that the cabin was like the petri dish. Everybody got a little bit of it. The fourth fun fact I have for you is the movie itself received 6.7 million views, which was the most watched in ABC Family history. So I'm assuming that just means like an ABC Family original movie that got all those views, because, I mean, that makes sense. So very interesting. That was actually a time when you had to keep track of the time to make sure that you didn't miss out on watching the movie when it premiered. And the last fun fact I have for you is the movie name was changed to Catch a Crimes. What? Like, how can you just go and change a movie title after it already came out? I don't know if they thought the title Holiday in Handcuffs was inappropriate, but like, that movie name sounds so awful. So awful. Like, no. I don't like it. I don't approve it. It'll always be Holiday in Handcuffs to me. Now it's time for our tinsel time. All right, so as you know, I have been doing some Google reviews based off of the films that we watch this go around. And so we'll start with our one star this week. Emily said, the main character literally kidnaps a guy who then ends up falling in love with his kidnapper. She faces no repercussions for this and ends up marrying the guy she kidnapped. The whole thing is played out just as a quirky thing that people do sometimes. Okay, Emily. Agreed. Agreed. It is weird. And I will get into that in my final thoughts of my Santa scale. But yeah, that just didn't make sense. Did not make sense how the kidnapper fell in love with her. Like, I could see her falling in love with him. She's like, oh, you're a great catch, blah, blah, blah. And he should be like, no, you're psychotic. Go away. All right. And then our 5-star review is, okay, I cannot get enough of Melissa Joan Hart. She is so genuine and sweet. All of the characters were delightful. I laughed so hard. I am a rom-com fan, so I rate this a 10. Prepare for lots of funny laughs, sensitive family dynamics, and a happy ending. Good job, David. That also is a great review. Yes, if we're looking past the actual storyline, the other elements of the movie make up for it. Absolutely, 100%. So the question that I asked all of my followers, viewers, is, are you a cabin Christmas person or a home Christmas person? And the results were 76% said home Christmases and about 23% said cabin Christmas. And I just want to know, like, do you actually own a cabin that you can go to at Christmas, or do you rent one out? Or is it just the idea that you're like, ooh, I'd love to be around the snow in the woods, just cut off from everyone and everything and enjoy myself? Because I do that. I idealize that from time to time. And then I'm like, no, I like being around my family too much. I don't know if I could actually like go through with it. I think you guys know that I've gone to Disneyland a couple times during Christmas. However, I don't know. I think the cabin would be so much fun. 100%. All right. Now we are to our Santa scale. I'm giving this film, Holiday in Handcuffs, a 6.5 out of 10. It's a very weird storyline. It highlights all of the wrong things, right? Like kidnapping, forcing people to do what they don't want to do on both sides of the spectrum, through the parents and through Trudy. And I think we can just all accept the fact that we can be friends and it can be fine, and we don't have to find any true romance or forced romance really within these films. So, all right, that is it. I wanted to do our next film based off of a newer, iconic, not newer, I guess, in the 21st century, we'll just say, the very known movies. Well, one of them is in 21st century, but still two of them actually. But it's just, these are our iconic films at Christmas time that more than likely any family will tune in and watch. And so our options are Elf, Christmas Vacation, Four Christmases, The Santa Claus 2, A Christmas Story, or The Grinch, the 2018 animated version. Our movie will be Will Ferrell's Elf. This is such a good one. I'm so excited to get into it. I know there's going to be some fun Frosty's 5 fun facts around this film. So we will see you all next week. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.